Attorney John Morgan joins us from Florida this morning. He's from the law firm Morgan & Morgan. And you represent, I understand, two men who claim what, sir?
They claim that they were shot in a fight in Apopka, Florida, two Sundays ago by Brandon Merriweather.
And they can positively identify Merriweather as the shooter?
Yes, they can. They tell me that they saw him pull the gun out and fire the weapon.
What preceded this alleged shooting, sir?
Well, what the story, and I want to be careful that, you know, with all kinds of cases like this, this is the beginning. This is he said, she said. So I want to, you know, be careful to tell you this. Everything I'm saying to you comes from my clients and only my clients. So, but what they say preceded the shooting was that they had been at a bar in Altamont Springs called Blue Jeans. They were in the back of the bar. When they came out of the bar, one of the fellows learned that his sister had been beat up or assaulted, battered by another man, not Brandon Merriweather. They then say they went to a house in Apopka, Florida, where a party was going on. They confronted the man who allegedly beat up this fellow's sister. The man whose sister was beat up started fighting the other fella, and then my clients alleged that Brandon Merriweather pulled out a weapon, shot the one guy who was fighting, grazed him, and the bullet hit the other client in the cheek and head.
Now, tell us what you know of their injuries, your client's injuries.
The one fellow was simply grazed. In other words, it grazed the back of his head. The other fellow was very injured. I mean, the bullet went into his cheek. When you look at him, there's a bullet hole in his cheek. The bullet went through his cheek and into his head, and he is miraculously alive.
Were both treated at a hospital?
Yes.
Was there a police report filed?
A police report is, the police investigation is ongoing, and it's being investigated by the Orange County Sheriff's Department as far as we're concerned, as far as we know, and we're also conducting our own investigation. We have an investigation firm inside of our firm that we utilize. And so everything right now is just, you know, everything that I'm reporting is, you know, what has been alleged. It was, according to our clients, the shooting took place out in front of a house, not inside the house. There was a party going on. There was a lot of people. So you know how that, you know how those scenes go.
Are there witnesses?
My client is one of the witnesses, that's what we are working on that as well. Who saw what? The only thing that I can tell you with certainty tonight, I mean, I'm not, or today, this morning, the only thing I can tell you with certainty today is that both of these gentlemen who have asked us to represent them were shot on two Sundays ago. So they say it was Brandon Merriweather. You know, was Brandon Merriweather in town even? Was Brandon Merriweather, we know Brandon Merriweather's from Apopka. These fellas are from Apopka. They all went to high school together, so they know him. But I'm not going to rush out there and assume anything just off the word, you know, even though they're my clients, I'm not going to assume anything is absolute until a lot of stones have been turned over.
As you said, there is an investigation going on by law enforcement. Your office is conducting an investigation. What happens next?
Well, that's the big question. What happens next is they're going, you know, we know someone was shot. Okay, we know that for a fact. We know two people were shot. And so the question is, for today and for the next couple of days, is who was the shooter? And I think what goes on next is that the Orange County Sheriff's Department is going to have to determine whether to file charges against someone from that shooting, or to determine that they cannot determine who was the shooter.
As to your clients, you mentioned one was shot in the head, the other grazed. Are they out of the hospital now? What's their health?
The one that was grazed is out of the hospital, and he seems to be fine. The other fella is out of the hospital, but in severe pain. His eye is kind of almost unrecognizable from the blood in the eye. He has fractures. There's a bullet hole through his cheek.
And as a lawyer, what have you advised your clients at this point?
What I've advised my clients is don't worry about, worry about getting well. Don't rush anything. Go home. Do what the doctors say, especially the fellow with the head injury. As you know, I told him, look, you know, there, you've had a lot of swelling. You still have a lot of swelling. You know, do what the doctor says. Lay down. Take care of yourself. And let us conduct the investigation. Let the Orange County Sheriff's conduct the investigation, and then we'll go from there. We know that, you know, I mean, look, this is this guy's career, so these allegations cannot be taken lightly, and we're not taking them lightly, and we're not assuming that just because we are told this that it happened, we're not going to. I mean, the words rush to judgment are overused these days, but maybe there's no thing more apropos is that we cannot be rushing to judge anyone until we turn all the cards over and find out what we think really happened.
John Morgan, a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.